This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Traverse City area is emerging as Michigan's new foodie empire. Here to make a case for his claim is Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook. Chris, what is happening with Traverse City's food scene?
Well, I think that a lot of it has been there for a long time in small portions that have now become bigger portions. But the biggest factor to me is the arrival of things like Mario Batali, famous chef out of New York, who now owns a place in Northport and has been very much become a fan of Michigan wine and Michigan food and introduced some of it in his places in New York. Then after that comes Michael Moore and the film festival up there in July. And then there's always been a bit of the Madonna factor that Madonna's family, the Sacconis, own a vineyard up there. And they've been there for a long time. So when you combine all this, it's attracted, I think, a new group of people, particularly probably the film festival has done that in the summer. And there's been a significant and visible uptick in the type of people who are going there, the type of people who are enjoying the area. And coupled with that, the fact that Michigan's wines have become so good and recognized everywhere, just about, except maybe in Michigan.
Profit unheeded in its own land, huh?
Right. And so I think that that's sort of the background. You have this kind of half-star power combination, and there have been a lot of really good restaurants that have opened there and probably in the last 3 or 4 years.
So which ones excite you the most?
One of them, there are a lot. Yeah. There's Stella, which has been there forever and sort of led the pack in terms of the upper end of eating. But the newest one there that I think is just absolutely marvelous is called The Cook Shop in Traverse City. Mm-hmm. And Traverse City, by the way, is the place where this has become focused too, all these restaurants. In that, that's owned by a couple named Jennifer Blakesley and Eric Patterson, and they do this very delicate, refined food in a tiny little house. Working out of a minuscule kitchen, and they do things like they've got a soup that's roasted kombucha squash with spiced pear. I mean, it just sort of jumps in your mouth. And then a roasted pork belly with cipollini, onion, celery root, and stewed plums. And here you get this offset in those kind of things of the sweetness of the plums and the kind of sharpness of the onion and then the smoothness of the pork belly. It's all very imaginative and all beautifully done. After that, there are a couple of places, one up in Sutton's Bay by the name of Nine Bean Row, for those of you that like literary allusion there.
A little Yeats for you.
and that's a nice gem of a restaurant, and they do things that's like a risotto with butternut squash and roasted mushroom and topped with walnuts.
Ooh.
And apple.
Ooh, talking my language here, Chris.
then you can – there are other places. There's a marvelous breakfast. Well, they do lunch and dinner too, but particularly the breakfast, I think, called Martha's Table in Sutton's Bay, which is just a delight to go to. And then there's also the owner of La Becasse, which is one of the restaurants that's been there for a long time under – and this is now in second ownership. He's a Frenchman named Guillaume Azel Massieu. And he worked La Becasse and now has opened something called Bistro Fufu down in Traverse City, which is a brasserie just off of the main drag there, full of personality and this sort of noisy brassiness and a marvelous French brasserie menu.
Oh, my. And so, best name I think I've heard in a long time, yeah. Bistro Fufu.
Yeah.
It sounds great and it sounds very accessible.
It is. It is. I mean, they're all pretty accessible, but Fufu is particularly so, and it's easy to find.
Mm.
And, you know, we still have up there what I mentioned, La Becasse, and also little places that are so traditional of the North. I mean, one of my favorites that I have to add to my list of favorites, there's Dick's Poor House in Lake Leelanau, you know, where you – it's got the fish fry, and you're eating under huge moose heads and kind of tacky, you know, the wooden wall stuff. And,
oh, the pine, the knotty pine?
The knotty pine,
yes.
And all that, yeah. And but marvelous. It's really the old up north kind of place and good and still there.
Well, we will see you up there, and I'll meet you at Nine Bean Row.
All right, done.
All right. Always great to talk food with Chris Cook, who is the chief wine and restaurant critic for Our Detroit Magazine. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.